The Bloomington City Council will soon have at least three new faces, pending the outcome of the April 2nd election. One of the candidates is Julie Emick. She's running in Ward 4, which includes many historic neighborhoods in central Bloomington and part of downtown. Alderman Amelia Burgess is not seeking re-election there. As part of the GLT series of candidate interviews, Emick tells GLT's Ryan Denham she wants to use her experience in education to build bridges between aldermen and between public and private sectors in the city.
I believe that the biggest impact that people can have is through local government, and I am eager to serve in that capacity. I want to be part of that work that we're doing together in Bloomington.
What is it in your background and your experience that you feel has prepared you for this?
I spent a good part of the last 25 years working in public education, and in that work, my primary responsibility was about building bridges between very different groups of people. So I orchestrated connections between school boards, principals, teachers, parents, the district administration, funders, and really became very adept at finding points of common ground so that we could move forward on challenging policy issues. And I just made a priority of ensuring that everybody had input and that all of my decisions were communicated with reasoning.
Let's get into some of the issues facing the city over the next potentially 4 years. You've said that you want to focus on the diversification of economic development if you were elected in Ward 4. What do you mean by that?
I think that it's very important that we continue to focus on our diverse and innovative small businesses. I know that nationally over 40% of the country is supported by small and medium-sized businesses. In our community in particular, there are pockets in which we can expand and grow. And there's a lot of good information out there. We just have to act on it. So, for example, in the IT sector, there are gaps that we could fill. In biotechnology, there are gaps we could fill. I am part of, in my community service work, I am the part of the board of directors for the BCAI School of the Arts, as well as the Ecology Action Center. And particularly in my work with the executive director of BCAI, Angelique, she's been spearheading this really innovative project to think about revitalizing a part of community next to Franklin Park. And I'm thinking there's so many of these kinds of initiatives that are at play in our community. How can we provide greater information to small and local businesses so that they can grow? How can we work more in collaboration with the EDC, with the Small Business Development Center out of Wesleyan? How can we really marshal all of these supports? And I know it's one of the flagpoles in the comprehensive plan for Bloomington that we really look to focus on this.
You've also said that you'd like to see the prioritization of taxpayer dollars based on need so that all residents can enjoy the same a basic level of infrastructure and quality of life. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by that?
Well, infrastructure is that's where everything is built, right? So it's really important to invest in a strong foundation. I represent Ward 4, and we have beautiful historic neighborhoods in that community. And one of my issues is continuing to preserve and enhance that historic quality. So infrastructure is a big part of that. How do we look at the overall budget and think about, first, what does the whole city need, but also where are the areas of greatest need? It could be that our older communities actually need some more support with infrastructure. That's the nature of older streets and buildings. The other thing about investing in strong neighborhoods is that it provides local communities to have more representation and more voice. So one of the suggestions in the comprehensive plan that I thought was really, really helpful was thinking about how to marshal neighborhoods so that they could be more active participants in what's going on in the community. And I think that we need to work harder to pull in more voices.
Let's continue on that. Ward 4 includes a lot of historic streets and neighborhoods. What kind of grade would you give the city when it comes to historic preservation? Where's the good and where's the room for improvement?
I think the good is that we have a really good complete streets plan on the table. We have a good brick streets plan on the table. There's a lot of excellent research and work that has gone into orchestrating these plans. The goal is to then move forward. How do we make decisions? And some of that is through enhanced information that we can get through city council meetings, from working in collaboration with the parks and recreation, working in collaboration with, I have a meeting scheduled with Jim Karch to talk about these issues from his perspective, and really trying to understand what it is that we need to invest in and just continuing to make those neighborhoods stronger.
That's Julie Emig, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. It's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Chip Frank is also running in Ward 4. I'm Ryan Denham.
You'll hear an interview with the other Ward 4 candidate, Chip Frank, later this month on Sound Ideas, and get other candidate interviews at WGLT.org.